You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, prostitution is currently legal only in certain parts of Nevada, but a handful of states are now considering decriminalizing it. We'll look at why the move is gaining some support coming up. First, Great Lakes water levels are hitting historic highs this summer, as we learned in the latest report from the Army Corps of Engineers. Heavy snow and rain are a big part of that, and that's also having an impact on inland lakes. One example, in Bayfield County, residents and vacationers have been affected by the swelling of Pigeon Lake. Trish Bantle is president of the Pigeon Lake Association. Trish, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you've been going to Pigeon Lake for a long time. Before we get into the current flooding conditions, can you just kind of paint us a picture of Pigeon Lake and the setting?
Sure. Pigeon Lake is about a 200-acre lake in Bayfield County. It has no inlet and no outlet, so it's pretty much a bowl. And it's a low spot for a surrounding mile. But it's a low spot in the Shawamigan National Forest. It's very beautiful. It was classified as a Class 3 lake, which means it's very clear and very clean. And it's a lovely place to go. It's more of a paddler's delight or a small horsepower rather than a big water ski lake. So it's quiet and peaceful, yeah.
And I understand it's like a lake a lot of people might be familiar with in Wisconsin. You've got a few people who live there year-round, some people who will vacation there from time to time, right?
This is true, yes.
Now talk about this year and the water levels you're seeing.
Sure. Well, just about exactly a year ago, we had the Father's Day storm of 2018, where in the span of 2 days, there was actually 18 inches of rain. And so, as I described, Pigeon Lake is that low spot. So within a square mile, all 18 inches of rain flowed to the lake, and it actually went vertically up over 4 feet overnight.
Wow.
Yeah, and it hasn't gone down at all since then. In fact, it just continues to rise.
What have we seen this spring up there? You haven't had a huge storm like that Father's Day one last year, but you've gotten plenty of rain, I understand.
Correct. I was there 2 weeks ago, and the night I got there, we got 2.5 inches of rain, and I had been there the week previously, and in that time, the lake rose 5 inches. So, and then you get some dry spells, and it stays the same or maybe goes down a little bit, but it's trending up, I guess. And it's because there's so much water up there. I mean, the lake has spread into the wetlands and into the forest, and they're full too. So it's, there's nowhere for the water to go.
What is that meaning now for people with buildings on or near the lake?
Well, for some people, it meant right away that they couldn't get to their building or their cabin. It was one person in particular, their cabin was immediately underwater, and they never could go back after last year to stay there. The rest of us have watched as the water rises and creeps closer and closer. There's several homes in the situation that I just described now that are completely surrounded by water, and many more homes that constantly have water in their basement or are pumping water of their basements. My cabin probably has 3 vertical feet before the water gets in it. But there's several cabins that might have 1 or 2 linear feet before the water's in their homes and cabins.
Have you or has anybody you've talked to ever seen the Pigeon Lake this high before?
No, I don't know that it has been this high in recorded history. I don't know how far it goes back, but there were marks, like the 100-year water mark was there. There was a pipe, but that's way out in the lake and underwater now. So it hasn't been this high in a very long time, if it ever was. But Pigeon Lake fluctuates. It's because it's a seepage lake, and it moves with the water table. So the water table's very high now. And But 10 years ago, there was so little water in the lake that I could walk across the lake and keep my head above water all the way across from in front of my cabin to the other side. And now I'd probably be over my head 10 feet off my shore, if that.
Now, I know the DNR has looked at this, local emergency management. Is there concern that, yeah, it could get higher still?
Well, that's the big question, and I hope to find that answer out in the next week or so. They are going to, they have a hydrologist. I don't understand it completely, but they say they're shooting lake levels. And I think that's to, like, my opinion of that or my idea that they're doing is that they're looking at the lake level and looking at the geography. And so then where's the tipping point? Where can it not get any more full? Like, as you're filling up a bowl, it can only get so full, right? And then if we can find that out, I think that'll give a lot of homeowners the opportunity to kind of be more proactive rather than reactive. In my situation, I'm looking at, well, should I lift my cabin up? If I know that the lake could possibly go, 4 feet higher, well, then I'm going to have a wet floor. But if they say, oh, the tipping point is, in a foot, well, then maybe I'm okay.
So,
does that make
yeah,
sense?
Definitely. And I hear people have talked about options like, hey, can we pump some of this water out? Have you heard anything about that?
Yep, I've been talking with a lot of different agencies about that prospect, and we had a proposal. Agencies including like the DNR and the Highway Department and Forest Service and the Army Corps of Engineers, and it would be like pumping a watershed. There's even if we were to identify a place and be able to pump water out of the lake, because it's a low spot, it's just going to flow back in from the surrounding area. It's mind-boggling how much water's up there.
Now, what kind of steps have your neighbors around the lake taken to deal with, as you said, water levels rising up into their basements and beyond?
Well, a lot of them, some of them have moved. Some are living with water in their basement or constantly pumping their basement. Some people have filled their basement in or raised the level of the floor of the basement. A lot of people just aren't going to their cabins. So, it's a tough situation. I mean, what can you do other than, we can't stop the rain from coming. So some people are talking about building berms, but I don't know. It's nobody's fault.
I imagine you and everybody around Pigeon Lake is spending a lot of time looking at weather forecast.
True, yes, and doing no rain dances.
All right. Well, Trish,
crossing our fingers.
Good luck. Fingers crossed for you and your neighbors, and thanks so much for taking the time today.
You're welcome. I appreciate your interest.
That was Trish Bantle, president of the Pigeon Lake Association. We talked to her about the impacts of Pigeon Lake's rising water levels in Bayfield County.